Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Leviticus. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. With justice you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people, and you shall not profit by the blood of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate in your heart anyone of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Word of God, word of life. Let us read the psalm responsively. "Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful.
Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on God's teaching day and night.
They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper.
It is not so with the wicked. They are like chaff which the wind blows away.
Therefore the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, for the sinner in the counsel of the righteousness.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall be destroyed."
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. "You yourselves know, siblings, that our coming to you was not in vain. But though we had already suffered and been shamefully mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak, not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our heart. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed, nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we are gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the Torah and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question: "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'? If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one was able to give him an answer. Nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. St. Andrew's Lutheran Church moves beyond the season of creation. I'm hoping that we continue to focus on care for creation as a community. Worship plunks down in a series of festival Sundays, and today the church commemorates, there's the word I couldn't find earlier, commemorates Reformation Sunday. Martin Luther was not the only reformer, nor was he the first reformer, but he is our reformer, and we like him. Of course, like so many people, Luther lived his life fully sinner and saint. The Lutheran Church today repudiates his anti-Semitic writings, even as this community celebrates his brilliant contributions to biblical and theological scholarship. Next Sunday, the church remembers the faithful departed on All Saints Sunday. At St. Andrew's, we offer prayers for those who have died in the past year. Of course, many in the community also remember those who have died in previous years who are loved ones of theirs. And then at the end of November, the church year concludes with the Reign of Christ Sunday or Christ the King Sunday. In the midst of all these festivities and festivals, St. Andrew's focuses on the baptismal call to stewardship. And St. Andrew's will celebrate this congregation's 65th anniversary. It's a lot. Today, while commemorating the Reformation, the lessons provide core commitments. The religious leaders came to inquire about what Jesus understood to be the greatest and principal commandment of the Torah, of the law. His response included two passages. First, he quotes from the Shema, a part of the daily prayers of good, faithful Jewish people. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This comes from Deuteronomy. He doesn't leave it there, though. Jesus continues by quoting from Leviticus, a passage that appears in the first reading today. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. In his day and to this day, these represent indisputable commitments of the faithful. The baptismal call to seek justice and peace in all the earth finds foundation in the call to love God and love neighbor. These commandments are immutable. As the Lutheran Church commemorates the Reformation, the Torah offers a bedrock, also for commitments that flow from Luther and the Reformers. They understood that the church needs to continually engage a process of reformation, being transformed by active engagement with God's living word, Jesus Christ. As St. Andrew's prepares to celebrate its anniversary, the Congregation Council identified a theme that holds the tension between the foundational commandments of Torah and the commitments of Luther and the gang. Listening to God, looking to the future. This bold commitment begins with a focus on the Word of God, whom we know to be a person, Jesus Christ. He interprets and reinterprets tradition in ways that invite more and more people, that expand a wider and wider welcome to all people. Listening to Jesus, the church continues to expand the welcome to people independent of their ethnicity, their social status, their sexual identity. A thriving church needs to respond to what God is up to right here and now. A thriving church necessarily engages a process of continual reformation, expanding God's love to all the world. Listening to God, this congregation looks to a future Spirit-filled with faith, fellowship, and service, loving God and neighbor without partiality.
Good morning. I'm Wilson Prywith, a member of the St. Andrew's Congregational Council. We're entering our fall stewardship emphasis. This past month, we've been focused on creation and our duties as stewards of our natural environment. Today, we begin to shift our focus in the weeks ahead towards how God is calling us individually and collectively to carry out the mission of our congregation to share Christ in faith, fellowship, and service. Here's what's going to be happening over the next three Sundays. When we hear the word presence, we often think of gifts, like the word spelled P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. We think of the gifts that we give to people that we care about. In this season, though, we need to think about stewardship as presence, like the word spelled P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Over the next three Sundays, the scripture readings challenge us to recognize that as stewards, presence is what we are called to. Presence in worship, presence in the community of faith, presence in support of each other in prayer and fellowship, and presence in service to our community. In worship next Sunday, we'll focus on faithful stewardship as being present in the temple, in this building, in our collective worship life. In The Rock, T.S. Eliot wrote, "What life have you if you have not life together? There is no life that is not in community, and no community not lived in praise of God." In worship, in this place, God sustains us, and we sustain each other through God's word and sacrament. In fellowship, prayer, and praise, God re-energizes us for the task of carrying the gospel message into the world in our daily lives. The following Sunday, November 12th, God needs us to be present as two of our youth make public affirmation of their baptism. During worship, we'll focus on how faithful stewardship requires us to be present in the world. At the end of each service, God dismisses us with the call to go in peace and serve the Lord. And taking this call seriously requires us to be consciously present in the world outside these walls. We are God's hands and voice, and we bear God's light. Only in conscious service can we bring God's justice and love to the broken world. When we are not present in the lives of God, of those God wants us to reach, then God is not fully present in the lives of those God wants us to reach. Then on Sunday, November 19th, we'll wrap up our fall emphasis when we celebrate St. Andrew's 65th anniversary. We'll gather as a faith community in one worship service that day at 10 a.m. Our own Crystal Lee will return to share God's word. In the readings, we'll hear the familiar parable of the three servants from the Gospel according to Matthew. That story confirms what sort of presence God expects of us, and what it means for us to take seriously our stewardship of God's gifts. During worship, each of us will have an opportunity to dedicate our pledge of financial support to God's ministry through St. Andrew's for 2024. After worship, we'll gather in fellowship to share a meal to celebrate and give thanks for all of those saints who have shared Christ in this place for the past 65 years, and for all those who will do so in the years ahead. With God to help and guide us, we recommit ourselves to faithful stewardship of God's ministry in this place. God calls us to be present, so let's be present. In the weeks ahead, look for reflections on the lessons in the weekly update. Be present in worship. Read and hear and consider the ways in which God calls each of us to be faithful stewards of God's ministry in this place. Amen.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.